You're very welcome back. Hope your Saturday morning is going as well as mine is at the moment. We're back in Pergola Nurseries in Virginia Cavan for the Garden Show here on Shannonside Northern Sound, and we're looking forward to talking to Donal. Donal, it's getting closer to Halloween, my friend.
Getting closer to Halloween, certainly. Look at all the autumn colours. Isn't
it's fantastic? Beautiful, beautiful. It's still mild, very mild.
Great colour in the leaves on trees.
Yes.
So autumn is a lovely time. It's wonderful time for planting, but, you know, at this time of the year, little drop in temperature. All the sugars have been trapped in the leaves of the trees, and it's one of the best autumns I've seen in a long time.
It is. The colours are beautiful. Even on the ride over here from Monaghan through Cavan, it's just beautiful. They're just stretching the whole way out across the fields, the roads, everything.
Gosh, we've a wonderful country.
We
send
do.
Weather and we're
yeah,
fine.
Great
you know,
to be the roof on it during the summer sometimes, but it's grand now. It's lovely. We love it. Back before we start, because you know sometimes we get so lost, the two of us,
exactly.
In this banter. A couple of questions we had last week. Tidy Towns committees across the country, after winning all their gold prizes and so on, are now coming to the time where they have, you know, the flower pots have to be emptied, things are becoming barren. Any advice on them on what to do, or what plants in particular for winter time to put out there to make the towns look nice and neat?
Of course, there are lots and lots of plants now to plant in containers. We'll have a look in a few minutes at those, Aideen, if that suits. That's
great.
The question,
yeah.
There. This time of the year, it's bulbs, of course, it's bulb time. And then ornamental cabbages are lovely, or the ornamental kales.
Yeah.
Plenty of plants with berries. So like Pernettia and Skimmia have lovely berries at this time of the year. So they're going to get you over winter. But remember, all the containers underplant them with bulbs, and that's the important thing, because they're going to push up and surprise us all in the spring as we drive through these lovely towns that are looking fantastic.
They are. And the second question we had, again, no name with this one either, but it was a very interesting question, because last week we spoke about biodiversity, recyclable items and so on, and we were using the cartons or the little kind of toilet roll, and then we had the jeans.
Showing your sweet pea.
Yes, yep. Absolutely. This person was saying they're using pallets instead now to put plants in between. Is that something you would advise? I don't know if it's he or she. We'll go with a he this time.
Well,
do you think it's a good thing? Is it working well? If
isn't
he's
doing
it wonderful?
It's all this upcycling craze that's there now, isn't it? You know,
upcycling. Yes,
so the pallets can be stood up high and a little bit of a backing put on them. Mm-hmm. Maybe some herbs planted through the timbers on the front can be lovely. So you can have this vertical gardening now, and walls is very exciting now. You know, it's a whole new way to garden. But certainly pallets, you can use them on the flat or standing up. And there's so much. Quick Google on the internet, and Mr. Google will show you lots of photographs.
Absolutely. And I hear you have a surprise for me today. A little bit later in the show, you've added something to your jeans, you told me.
Oh, to your jeans,
but
yeah.
But it's a surprise, so I can't wait to see this.
No, yeah.
So right, let's go on with today's garden show. What have we got up today?
We have some very unusual bulbs that, okay, everybody knows tulips of all the daffodils and crocuses and snowdrops and bluebells. This is a very unusual bulb here called
massive.
The Crown Imperial.
Yeah.
Now, it's described, it's like a small potato
it
or
is.
Big potato.
Well, yeah, somewhere average between.
Average
yeah.
potato. Roots and a hole in the middle. You see like that?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean there.
Now, have a sniff at it.
Mm.
What's it smell like?
To be honest with you, as soon as I smelt it, it's just like it's come straight from the soil.
Yeah, well, I'm told it smells like a fox. But
really?
So that's what they say.
Well,
so now you know what
a
fox smells like. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if you meet a fox, you'll know.
Yeah.
But the Crown Imperial, there are a whole range of colours. It grows around 3 feet high, and it's got hanging bells. And the story goes that when our Lord died on the cross, all the flowers hung their heads, apart from Fritillaria Imperialis, the Crown Imperial, and since it was left hanging its head. So you can see how it grows.
Yeah,
so you have a little bit of green on top and hanging bells.
Lovely.
It's important to plant it on its side, because the hole in the centre of the bulb can get filled up with water and the bulb can rot. So it needs to be planted on its side and down about 3 or 4 inches deep. Grows about 2 foot high, and it comes in a range of colours from orange to yellow to pink.
And that's a limey green. I kind of like that one compared. We've seen all these colours over the last few weeks. I'm going back to plain Jane here, a beautiful lime green that mixes in with the actual.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
But when you have it planted, it comes back year after year. It can be planted in the soil or in pots. But something a little bit different.
Yeah, beautiful.
So that's the.
There's one for the palace.
Crown Imperial. Now, another bulb well worth planting if you want a fun inside.
Oh, Donald, these are massive.
Are they massive bulbs?
Oh my God, the size of this. It's like a baseball, twice the size of a baseball almost. And is that cut off at the top there?
Cut off, that's where last year's leaves were.
Oh wow.
And this is an amarilla. And
is
if
this their way to
but I can't sing, so we leave you to it. So
neither
I was waiting
I
for that. I knew that had happened.
I was going to do the Bells of the Angelus at the last one, but we won't go
anyway,
there.
Aideen Hand on Shannonside Northern Sound.
You're very welcome back. 25 to 4 here on the afternoon show, Shannonside's Northern Sound. Now, I have someone on the phone who you may recall was a member of a very successful Irish boy band that sold over 50 million records worldwide, had 14 number one singles, and they also had 3 name changes before they decided on Westlife. Now, you're probably trying to guess which one of them is it on Shannonside Northern Sound today. I'll give you a few clues. This boy is from Sligo. He's one of the lead singers in the group, and he's got lovely blue eyes. Yep, it's Marcus Feely. How are you doing, Marcus?
Hello there, thank you very much.
Not at all. I'm right about the blue eyes, aren't I?
You are indeed, yeah.
How have you been? We haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to?
I've been in the studio, really. Ever since Westlife finished in 2012, I kind of started a pretty long journey of, making my first ever solo album. And basically, I've finished it now, and it's going to come out very soon, so I'm very excited about that.
Absolutely.
I took my time with it, and I didn't sort of rush into it, and I'm really pleased with the results. I'm very proud of myself.
Good man yourself. We're going to talk about the album a little bit later on. Are you based in London now?
Well, between Sligo and London, really. I suppose when the music side of things is more busy, I'd be more London-based, and then anytime I get a bit of downtime, I'd be beelining it home to Sligo, so...
Absolutely. And have you kept up to date with the other boys? I mean, Cian's slowly conquering reality TV, Nicky on the radio, and of course Shane's doing his own thing with music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially even as time goes on, even more so, the lads are doing fantastic. Nicky's winning award shows, and Cian's winning TV shows, and Shane's got a number one album. So I'm very proud of the lads, and it's just nice to see that everyone's moved on to sort of a solid career, since the band finished or whatever.
So absolutely.
It's lovely to see it.
And after Westlife decided to disband, would you say it was hard to take in the change in your pace of life? Like things like sleeping in the mornings, eating whatever and whenever you wanted, going on holidays, all of that. Did you make a list of everything you wanted to do?
It was really tough. No. I think obviously the initial kind of knee-jerk reaction is, go on holiday and just, chill out and track the bottoms around the house and stuff. But it doesn't take me too long to get bored of that. So I kind of, for a few weeks, definitely did do a little bit of that. And then I just got stuck into the album. I suppose it was my way of coping with the sort of limbo that we ended up in a way. So my way of kind of reacting to it was to get straight back into the studio and to keep busy and to feel like I was doing something,
Absolutely. Did I hear right, though, that you were in a chipper van at some point selling crepes? Is that right?
Well, basically, it doesn't surprise me at all the way the story kind of was painted, but basically what I done was I bought an old, a lovely old, well, it wasn't lovely when I found it, but I bought a really old 1950s.
A train there with Drive By. Great tune. Now, I've seen them on TV and I've seen them doing their different videos and so on. And I know it's wrong, but I'd love to know what age that guy actually is. He just looks like someone that's been in the business for about 60 years. Is that bad to say? Either way, he's still a good looking man. Training the rest of the band. Great stuff. Anyway, we're moving on to the next Dan Tunes, and we're certainly coming close to the news at 9 o'clock. But don't forget, we've another full hour of the hit list from 9 till 10 as well. So you can text us on 087 1200 900. Plenty of stories from Glastonbury. Some funny ones, not so funny ones, and Kanye West. I want you by my side. If you've got a story you would like to share, a comment or an opinion, contact us on The Joe Finnegan Show on Shannonside Northern Sound. Local 0818 22 7100. The Joe Finnegan Show comment line is brought to you by digiphotoprints.ie. All your photo memories and personalised gifts direct to your door. digiphotoprints.ie.
And then Siobhan McHugh is a lady who won the ladies' marathon. She ran it in 3 hours and 23 minutes and 55 seconds. And here she is speaking with Aideen Hand right after she won the event.
Aideen Hand here with Shannonside Northern Sound. And I'm joined by Siobhan McHugh, the winner of the full marathon. Congratulations, Siobhan.
Thanks very much.
And where are you about? Whereabouts are you from, Siobhan?
I'm originally from Ahadegnan, just outside the town, so near the 25-mile mark.
Ah, lovely. So when you're running around, you already know the surroundings.
That's it, yeah. It's the last few miles are familiar, all right. Yeah. So.
How does it feel to be named the winner of the full marathon here now in Longford?
It's a bit unbelievable, actually. I'm not quite sure what to make, but I don't think I still believe it.
We have a woman in shock here, lads. We really do. And you had a fantastic time of 3 hours 23. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Would that be a personal best for you now?
It's not, actually. It's not. I was injured, actually, so I'm just back running about 6 weeks. So I wouldn't have run another marathon, but I couldn't miss Longford Marathon. I had to come home and get around. And then I think the support was just great on the day and I felt good. So I was able to hang in there.
Do you know what? That's a good point you make. I've met so many people throughout the day today saying it's the friendliest marathon, that we've had people shouting, supporting from the road. And you've obviously seen it on your travels today, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic marathon. The organisation, they do an amazing job. It's so friendly. They make it easy for everybody, all the runners to register. They look after everybody the whole way through the race. We had one guy when we were running on the back road. It's so quiet. Chases on a bike. Were we okay? Did we need anything? We said we were totally out of gels. He went off, got them, came back on a bike. I mean, it never happens in a marathon. I've done a lot of marathons, and
I was just about to ask you that. Yeah, because I've spoken to somebody else also who said they're preparing. This was their test run for the Dublin Marathon in October. Yes. Would you be interested? What's your next step? For which marathon are you going for?
Yeah, Dublin is next. So it is a good tester for Dublin. I think everybody sees it as a kind of where they are in their training and what to adjust for Dublin. Yeah,
absolutely. And the weather itself too has been fantastic. I actually spoke to the winner of the full marathon, I think his name was Freddie Sutuk.
Yeah,
great guy, and he said it was very warm today from a Kenyan.
Yeah, it's humid, I suppose, right? So you do have to take in a lot of water, but there was a lot of water stops. People put water outside their houses, so it was very well run. You need a lot of water in a day like today, for sure.
So the locals did us proud indeed. And tell me, what are you going to do to celebrate? I know you're still in shock at the moment, but what's the big thing? Feet up, or are you going to just sit back and catch up on the soaps tonight?
I'm going home for a lovely home-cooked meal with my parents, right?
Well, do you hear that noise? Do you hear that noise, folks? The man himself is sitting in front of me. I'm so excited! So excited!
I'm excited to see you as well!
Santi, how are you?
I'm very well.
I've been waiting for this moment all year.
Seriously?
I think I could cry right now.
Well,
I'm so excited.
I tell you something. I remember you when you were very, very young.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, of course it's a good thing. You were always a good girl. I always remember that.
Well, I was told I was on the naughty list a few times by Mum and Dad.
Don't mind Mum and Dad.
But don't eat those fish fingers. They're not going. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm absolutely having a great time. I arrived here this morning from the North Pole. I left snow and I ended up with rain.
Oh,
and look
no.
at it now. It's gorgeous.
It's lovely and mild.
It's gorgeous. So I brought a few of my elves and I brought my sleigh, my real sleigh. I brought it today. But I didn't bring Rudolph.
Oh no, because we had a lot of questions from a lot of little kids asking.
Oh sure, no, I didn't. No, they tell you, I brought Rudolph about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And this year, I want to really save him.
He's tired, isn't
he? Well, he is. He's getting old now. It's a long trip.
It's a long trip indeed.
Yeah.
And is this the first stop now, Longford Town, for you?
Longford, yeah, this is the first one. And then I think I'm in Roscommon on Sunday.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Then I'm in at League. And then I'm all over Roscommon.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you got to go back.
Well,
load up that sleigh.
I have to go back on the 23rd. Otherwise, Mrs. Claus would have an APB on me.
I actually think I spotted Mrs. Claus down in Onew's Boutique earlier on. Is she here with you today?
Did you see do you want to see the clothes she's buying down there?
Oh yeah, I see a few stockings went into there, all right. But she's doing well, cooking away.
Yes, she's looking well now.
She's looking well.
But she's on this now, she's on this magic diet, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's eating all the organic food, and she's looking well on it, really.
And the other question I have now, Mrs. Claus does all the cooking and cleaning while you're reading all the letters, am I right? All these lovely letters.
No, she would help me as well.
Oh, go away.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, I'm not the technical end. When we got the laptop and emails, I didn't know what you were. But she's very, very good at that.
Have we moved into that now where it's mostly emails?
Oh, yes, we'd have all this now. I get emails and I get, sure, even on Instagram and things like that. Oh, God, I didn't know when I got it first. I hadn't got a clue.
Instagram.
But I'm getting. And we have one example, one of my head elf is an absolute genius on a laptop.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen your elves are working so hard here in Longford Town.
Yes,
running
they're
around.
lovely little
goodie bags on their shoulders. And
yes, and all the children love them as well because they're listening to all the stories that I can't hear.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sometimes my ears get a bit messy and I can't hear too much.
Happens to all of us.
And they will tell me, Santa, that's alien and she wants this and she wants that. And she wants. So I will know everything, by the way. And some of the children were telling me they got their letters back already.
No way.
Well, postman. Postman in Ireland must be great.
He's fantastic. We have a great postal service here. Did you get my letter?
I did indeed.
So you're going to give me the doll and the drum and the bottle of rum.
Well, I don't know about the bottle of rum now. I remember every year you always asked me for a doll.
I did. Well, I asked for a drum for about 12 years and eventually it came. So I meant to say thanks for that.
Oh, sure, look. You know. And again, about, you know, the surprise. Mrs. Claus looks after the surprises.
Oh.
Everybody thinks, it's all me. Oh, Santa, you are very good. I'm just looking at Joshua out there and John. And